Snowing in Bali. Written by Catherine Bonello and read by Nicholas Bell. There's something about Bali and drug dealers. They're a perfect fit. With Bali's myriad hotels, sun, surf, millions of tourists, an endless stream of the world's biggest drug bosses, and a strong culture of corruption, the party paradise is the ideal place to play the drug game. That is, until you go down. You are living the dream until you bust, and all the reality comes so fast and so bad, this game is fucking dangerous. International drug boss, busted in Bali in 2012 with nearly a kilo of cocaine. Snowing in Bali has evolved organically out of my other two books, Hotel Korobokan and Chappelle Corby's My Story. I think of them as my Bali trilogy, as each one was inspired by the previous, and there's a crossover of characters and themes in all three. Writing Chappelle's book opened my eyes to the bizarre, crazy world of Hotel K. Sitting in the jail every day for a couple of months interviewing Chappelle, I saw the sex and the violence firsthand, and the experience of getting to know many of the prisoners inspired Hotel Korobokan. The subsequent researching for and writing of Hotel Korobokan gave me insight into island life, and the fact that outside the white walls of the jail, Bali shared many of the same issues. Despite its eat-pray-love-esque image, corruption was endemic, violence rife, and the drug dealers were cleaning up, selling both on the island and sending drugs overseas, especially to Australia. Bali is located in a strategically perfect spot for international trafficking, and its millions of tourists serve as a perfect camouflage. Snowing in Bali took about 18 months to research and write. Over that period, I spent time with gangsters, drug dealers, pimps and hookers to get a feel for the dark side of the paradise, which invisibly infiltrates everywhere. But it was the access I got to the island's international drug dealers that was the most riveting. There was no question their stories were the ones to tell, especially as more and more of the island's dealers agreed to talk to me, participating in one-on-one interviews, often sitting for days at a time while I recorded their stories.